This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
So, it has been a momentous week. During the week, the Australian High Court made a decision to allow the marriage equality postal vote to proceed. Any reactions to that? Jude, what do you think about those?
Oh, just so dreadfully concerned. So many friends are saying that they've never felt like the other.
Yes.
Before, in quite the same way. And I've seen people distressed, very confident people, very high self-esteems, but I've seen them deflated and depressed, and then I get concerned about people who do have a susceptibility to mental health issues and then think, what is this going to do to them? And I'm so pleased that the state government and others are rallying to
have put in place measures to actually support our community.
So
I agree.
It's, and the Age headlines this morning about falling yes vote and a rising
I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised by the High Court's decision either,
actually. It's distressing to see it, and what the conservatism that it's unleashing.
So this is where we need the federal government to actually now show some leadership and put in place a regulatory or a legislative framework that does actually enable a more respectful conversation to go forward. The last thing we want is to have priests like we did in Oakley, the Greek Orthodox priest, who demanded that his congregation shoot gays and lesbians. It's appalling behaviour, absolutely appalling. And this is at a memorial service for a young lesbian woman who suicided, and we think her sexuality had something to do with that.
I mean, it just is a hugely sad comment on Australia, I think, and, you know, whether or not we're... we always think, you know, we give people a go and, you know, we like to... I think that's a myth, actually.
Yes.
I think it's really blowing that apart in this area, in a couple of other areas too, where we're not so easygoing and relaxed and generous. We're not generous. And the High Court, I was very disappointed because I really did think it looked like a very valuable case. And we still haven't seen the reasons.
No.
It'll be really very important to analyse those. And it just would have put a stop to the whole thing and made the Parliament face it properly as it should. So I just sort of think it was very disappointing.
So I think there's now time for us to rally, to strongly get behind the Yes campaign.
Talk to our friends.
Talk to all of our friends.
And
remember
our families.
Remember that there are those within our community that can't talk up, but those of us that can, we must. We must talk to as many people as we can.
That's a very good message, Jude, and I would like to encourage all of our listeners who feel like they are able to actually talk to their friends, talk to their families, talk to your colleagues.
Yeah, and to make Australia the country we really, you know, want it to be, but it's not.
And feel proud to be part of.
So Louise told me this morning that someone's put their future postal vote on eBay.
Yes, yes. And up for sale for
so what
starting
what
price
mockery,
of $1,500.
What a mockery of this, what... Minister Martin Foley calls the undemocratic process.
Mm.
If people can do that sort of thing, I mean, it's to describe it as a plebiscite, it never was. It's not a plebiscite.
No, it's not a plebiscite. No, it's a vote to have a vote.
It's
sort of, yeah.
It's actually an opinion poll. That's all it
right.
is.
That's what it is.
Because there's nothing about it that is binding. You know, we've been through this, and this is why we're all very upset about it. We've also had some bad news during the week. I understand that there's we lost Kate Millers.
Yes, I'm not. It's bad news, but she was 82.
And was she really 82?
But I don't know whether all the listeners... I'm fairly old listeners, so Kate Millett was incredibly
Rhonda, you're not that old.
Important.
You're not much older than I am.
In the late 60s, early 70s, she was one of the absolute leaders in feminism, with sexual politics and flying, and then in lesbian feminism. She was hugely important and influential and... So it's sort of marking the loss of one of the real elders, I think. Do you remember Kate Millett?
I never met her.
No. But
yes, of course.
Of course you
Kate,
do.
Kate Millett, in case you don't know, wrote Sexual Politics, which is considered one of those Bibles on sexuality, really, and coming out.
Well, it's also a Bible on just plain... absolute systemic discrimination in every area, including literature. And flying, she then wrote very personal books that were sort of political as well. So it was that almost like the personal is political.
Wow.
And one was Flying, which was... there was a really funny scene in Flying between John Lennon and Yoko Ono, who were going through a very bad patch. In fact, they were separating. So they had a party... and they had their bed in the middle of the room and they cut it down the middle. And this is all described in Flying, which I really encourage everyone to go and read if you haven't, or reread it. And then there was Sita, about the breakup of a very sad lesbian relationship.
Oh, that was... Yes, that was a bit...
Well...
I won't use any words, but it was... It was a downward spiral.
It
was a downward
spiral. What do you mean? What happened? Was it
It was like the painful separate, you know, pulling apart, and every single inch of it was examined.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was a sad book.
And, I think what we take from that is that Kate Millett's life was a life well lived. And it is time for others to take up the baton.
Well, definitely. And we have got others. We've got others doing... I love reading some of the, the writing from younger women now. I think it is happening. So I think it's great. But, just really...
Sounds like a massive loss, but a fabulous legacy left behind.
Exactly.
And great ideas and thoughts. A celebration of a life rather than a loss.
Yeah, and she made a great contribution to mental health issues too.
Speaking of health issues, we've had Nurse James write in to us this morning. Nurse James, thank you very much for your comments. Nurse James says, the government doesn't care about people. They've proven this over and over. Expect no change soon. This is a ploy and there'll be no change. Yes or no win. Straight people's opinion on me and my rights is irrelevant. But let's look after our own and courage to us. Thank you, Nurse James, for your comments. It's quite sad, really, isn't it, when people actually feel that we've been beaten around, that we are actually being... this is actually victimising our existence and who we are, really, isn't it?
It's also sad to feel that there's a huge wall between a community and others because of the feelings of negativity and rejection. I think that's a really... I just think that's terrible for the country,
It is.
As I said, time to rally.
Yeah.
Jude, speaking of rallying, you've been rallying around the world, I believe.
Well, I had... we went overseas
and
as some people are able to do, and we had a great time. In fact, I think it was one of our best ever holidays. It was really lovely. But we took the opportunity to look through... at the world through rainbow-coloured glasses. And we went to San Francisco and I visited the San Francisco Pride Centre. went to the Castro area in San Francisco and looked at the commercial buildings, looked at, in old local government terms where I used to work, the public realm. So we looked at traffic lights, banners, pedestrian crossings and things. I took photos, we took photos, and in fact used them in a recent discussion with the City of Port Phillip mayor and councillors. It was terrific. I showed photos of the public realm from Toronto, Montreal and also San Francisco and Vancouver, and showed the ped crossings. And the next week the council announced that they were putting in
Rainbow crossings.
Rainbow crossings, ped crossings. I thought, how terrific is that? I suggested that they start thinking about the public realm, and they obviously had been.
What do they look like?
So what it is the colours of the rainbow.
Yeah.
Each colour is one of the stripes that's a normal part of a ped crossing. It's just, it just really.
Can you please say pedestrian crossing?
Pedestrian crossing. So, well, you know, it's the old local government jargon comes back in.
This is a community radio station, Jude. This is not a local government office.
Yeah. I haven't fully made the adjustment. Actually, it doesn't really look like at the studio.
Jude, isn't San Francisco fantastic for accessibility? It's as well as a, you know, as well as a gay city, it's an accessible city because that's where the disability rights movement started.
I can see why it would, though, Rhonda, because the hills are so hilly.
But still,
the trams, the streetcars,
all the curbs are accessible. Mm-hmm. Most of the buildings, they've had tremendous planning, you know, requirements there forever.
Well, funnily enough, because I've got another hat, chair of the Victorian Planning Authority. And their planning requirements around building heights and a range of other things have actually led to difficulties with affordable housing in San Francisco. So they've had 20 years' legacy of not actually starting to provide for apartments and things like that because of their desire to keep it all cocooned. And as a result, they're not providing sufficient housing, supplies reduced, and therefore prices are up.
So you sort of mean heritage that they've kept?
No, they've put height controls. It's a very limited number of areas where you can see any sort of medium or.
So are you saying that as a result of these regulations, that they haven't been able to grow the city and the supply of housing?
That's right.
To meet population demand.
That's right. And
we're
so they've
about
had
to have
spread.
A
no.
Access and affordability don't clash, I don't think. I don't think accessible housing, universal design is affordable.
I support what you're saying with that.
Yeah,
no,
of course you do, yeah.
But it's the accessible in terms of affordability.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.